The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Well, we're in that season. Wait, maybe we're not.
Are we in the season?
I don't think people do it anymore.
It's the time of the season.
Okay. It's the most wonderful time. It's show and tell time. We want to talk about show and tell stories, but I don't even know. Like, my kids are too old for it, and Leo's too young for it, I think.
Leo had a little kind of a show and tell recently.
Really?
They had a paper bag, and then they had to fill it with four things that described them to then show the class.
Oh, that's fun.
It was fun, but then he was just kind of like, what are my four coolest toys that I can show the class? And we were trying to get him, no, you... think about how they would represent you. And he's like, no, like the three Transformers and a Ninja Turtle. Well, that'll be good.
And you couldn't talk him into like, wear your sunglasses, because you do this when you're rocking out to the band Camino in the living room.
Right, right. Maybe you could put some markers in because you like to draw and you could talk about that. And he's like, yeah, the Ninja Turtles. They'll be fine, Mom. So I don't know. I mean, not great, I guess, but yeah. It's cool. He got to show off his toys.
I know, but that's lame.
I kind of agree. Come on, show them.
Here's
yourself.
My thought about show and tell. I think now that's a pretty good idea about it, but I think as we walk backward in time from Leo to Aaron to T-Hack to me to anybody listening, we're going to get some radically different stories.
Yeah.
Because there was a certain point where I remember growing up in Longmont, show and tell meant you brought in your favorite weapon.
Wow,
I lived in Longmont. So it's like there is bow and arrows.
Oh my
god!
There
was like Bowie knife, like the Rambo Bowie knife is like, what? My dad just let me have this. Shing! And you're just like, and like a real knife is like, my dad let me bring this in. This is 30-06. So
oh
we
my
shot
gosh.
A deer with it last year. And you're just like if you run that through a filter from today,
absolutely
that,
not.
The classroom that day.
Wow.
Was like, here my dad works at a nuclear power plant. This is a small nuclear arm. Like, it was just, it was, I swear to, I'm not lying.
I remember dating a girl from a small town, and she would say how all the kids would go hunting before school. And then so there'd be guns in the truck. There'd be dead carcasses in the trucks all day.
There were guns in backpacks, but there were definitely guns in the back of the truck.
So
every truck had a gun rack in the back of it.
Wow.
I mean, this is Longmont. I can only imagine rural Iowa. Yeah.
She was in Illinois. So
oh.
It was, yeah.
So, but like, that's what I'm saying. I bet, like, did anybody have...
I remember having show and tells in the fourth and third grade. And the only thing I remember bringing was my Irish dancing trophies, which have little
so
to no
braggy.
Value. Yeah.
Okay. Did anybody bring...
Did you have to perform at all or just the trophies?
Yeah.
You did have to perform?
Yeah.
Prove it.
Really?
Yeah.
So you
just
were
part
just
of it.
An attention seeker.
Yeah, for sure.
The Aries
Absolutely.
Was strong
oh,
in you already.
Oh, we moved desks back.
Oh, my God. You're the worst person at show and tell.
At least I didn't bring a gun to school. God.
I don't remember what I would have brought during that time.
Did you not... Were you playing guitar at the time?
I never told anybody I played guitar until I was like almost a junior.
Really?
I was totally secret about that. Yeah. I remember bringing different...
Can't relate.
I just remember... It's weird. You bring... Like, I distinctly remember, and we'll take other calls from this, but I remember somebody bringing in... We didn't understand what it was, but they were like, it's... I think they said it was their mom's neck massager.
Oh, no.
Ah.
It was a massager.
Yeah, but in retrospect, it's like, why is it shaped like a bullet?
It has rabbit ears?
And why did the teacher go, I'm going to hold on to this for the rest of the day? And then we had a real long recess.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Anyway, we want, like, if you have an unusual show and tell story, whether you brought it or somebody brought it into your school.
Or your kid brought it.
Yes. We want to hear your show and tell stories. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
Did you ever go in as for career day for your kids or anything?
Mm-hmm. Nobody did for me.
I went in for Aaron. Yeah. I definitely went into Aaron's school for career.
Because I went to one, it was way before I had kids, but I used to work with a guy at the sneaker store who then like became some sort of teacher or something. I don't know. I don't know what the qualifications are in Iowa, but he was somehow involved in the school and he was organizing like a career day. And he's like, hey, you're on the radio and you DJ and stuff. Will you come talk to the kids? Like, okay, like I've got nothing going on. So I drove like an hour away to this school and I went and I'm just standing up there with like people who had real jobs. There's like like paramedic, like yeah. people who are saving lives.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Real
so,
humans.
So they're talking about what they do and then it gets to me and I'm like, I...
Hi.
I press some buttons. And,
hi.
Like, buy Jordans and I don't
you
do anything.
You are the worst show and tell story.
It was,
if anybody
it was
brings you in for show and tell.
It was. It was really bad.
I just kind of remembered, and if you've heard this story before, forgive me, but like I remember I brought in my favorite yellow Tonka truck.
Oh, that's right. Because it was like all metal, right?
It was. And it was this dope.
What happened?
No, it's actually a very cute story. Then somebody else brought in this like candelabra. It was cheap as hell, but it looked, it was like metal and it had like four candles around one candle in the center. So it was like that, whatever the character is in Beauty and the Beast,
yeah.
it's that. Mm. And it's like.
The French guy.
And I remember staring at it going, my mom would really love that. And then the kid, I was like, can I have that? And he's like, can I have your truck? And I was like, yes.
Ooh.
And I traded in my truck. And I got it home. My mom's like, what is that?
I got it for you, Mom.
And I tried. And I never told her what I gave up for it.
Oh, good.
Mm, the real metal. One
the
of
real,
one.
Like, yeah.
Custom.
No. I've looked it up on eBay. It's about $24,000 now.
It's not.
It legit, Aaron, Tonka trucks that are made out of metal, they don't make them anymore. Because kids get hurt.
Well, your gift was priceless.
Yeah. That kid's a millionaire.
She spray painted it with gold spray paint like 2 days later.
Oh, no.
That's okay.
No. Anyway, this has been tragic. If you have a good show and tell story, we'd love to hear yours. 303-222-5423, show and tell.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about show and tell disasters, show and tell stories. Mm-hmm. Laura, show and tell.
So I was in second grade, and our show and tell was after lunch. We did lunch, then nap time, then show and tell, and we woke up. And my friend goes to her backpack out in the hallway and comes back in with her kitten.
So where had the kitten been all day?
In the backpack.
Was it a dead kitten?
Somehow, no.
It was an ornery one.
What? Ornery was. That thing was clawing at her as she brought it into the classroom. And, of course, she eventually set it down. And it just tore around the entire classroom.
Yeah.
Oh, poor thing.
It had been locked in a...
in a backpack yeah. for hours.
Oh, it had to go to the bathroom in the backpack, yeah. too.
For sure.
I don't remember that. I don't know that I looked inside the backpack. But, oh, yeah, we can assume.
What
oh
a terrible parent.
That's to not her. Notice that your cat's missing.
Right. Where's the cat? Oh, it's show and tell day. Well, it should be fine. What?
Or how did nobody notice that a backpack hanging in the hall all day was moving?
Or making sounds, for
or
sure.
Or pee running
yeah.
out of it.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of questions that we'll never get an
we
answer to.
We see that more than you think. But
Michael?
Yay.
Yay. Show and tell. What happened?
Third grade. So proud to bring in my entire baseball, basketball card collection.
Ooh.
Loaded up my duffel bag. I had to walk to school. Not far. Well, you know, uphill both ways. But my turn to pull everything out, and my teacher allowed me to show one card.
Why?
So I carried everything, and I got to show one. Well, I mean, as a teacher, you got to... All
right. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah. You can't let this guy stand up there for 10. Okay, this is a Honus Wagner.
Yeah, yeah, you got the whole table set up with the, and everything.
Yeah, no, you're right. She was right.
Offer. Saddest walk home ever. Saddest walk home ever.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Dragging my duffel bag of cards. So
probably somebody should have told you.
Do you still have them?
Oh, yeah. And I haven't looked at them in 30 years, but they're still sitting there.
Well, maybe tonight you should go look at like one
of them.
We'd have you bring them by the station, but
we don't have time. You can bring one by. Just bring one to the station.
Oh, that's the worst.
Right.
No, but bring them all.
But you can only pull out
bring
one.
Right. Sorry, Michael. We're scraping on an old wound here. Thank you.
You have the whole spiel ready, and it's like,
all right, fourth score. You know, that's stupid. Marcy?
Yay.
Show and tell.
Edit.
Just watching TAC fall apart. It's my favorite. What was your show and tell story?
I think it was like third grade. A kid brought his pet horse to school. We all had to go outside, and he like rode it around. His mom had to bring it on the trailer and all of it.
Oh my God.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Okay. And then you just, it's just like, look what you guys don't get to do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Didn't realize you were poor, huh?
Oh my God, that's awful. Lindsay?
Yai.
Show and tell, what happened to you?
Oh my God, in the fifth grade. I know, this way back. But in the fifth grade, this kid brought in a ton of cow's eyes.
Cow's eyes?
What?
Cow's eyes.
He just had access to a bunch of cow's eyes, drove to school past a bunch of cows.
Yeah, were the cows connected?
Are they sold at Costco?
What?
Apparently, his dad worked in a slaughterhouse, and he just collected the cow's eyes and brought them to school. I've never been able to get that image out of my head. Okay.
I remember seeing a cow's eye. Did we have to do that in school?
We had to dissect them. And the one thing I remember is on the inside, there's this really pretty blue, like iridescent thing.
Yes.
I think about it all the time because it's so pretty.
If you own a cattle ranch and there are...
Is that necklace you've got on?
You guys didn't have to do anything. He just brought a bag of cow's eyes and y'all just looked at them?
Pass them out.
We all just like gathered around the table. Let's look at these cow eyes.
Oh, no. They're like, looking back.
Do you know whatever became of that kid? Because I feel like...
Not.
Yeah.
I do not. You know, I tried finding him on social media recently, but I did not find him.
Have you tried looking in the penitentiaries and the penal system?
I didn't go that far. I was like, you don't have an Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. No, that's fine.
Yeah, you definitely leave a mark if you're the eye kid. You bring eyes
in. I mean, it's natural because that's what his father does or whatever, but it's like, at the same time, you should, like, somebody should have grabbed you and went, yeah, maybe not everybody
weird.
At school wants the entrails of an animal.
Yeah. All right.
That's perfect. Thank you, Lindsay. Candace?
Yay.
Show and tell. What happened to you?
Okay, so I have a very curious 7-year-old. And recently, he brought into the class...
Oh, boy.
Lucky rabbit's feet for the whole class.
Lucky rabbit's feet? Well, that's nice.
I remember a kid brought that into mine. It's cool.
So he thought he was bringing in lucky rabbit feet. What he actually brought in was a box of my tampons.
Oh.
What?
Very lucky.
Distributed the tampons to the kids. And
did he like take them out of the plastic?
They would have to be out if he thought.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had to pop them.
He took them out and gave them out.
Yeah. Distributing the luck.
Enough for the whole class.
For the whole class.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. Did he go through a whole package there?
He went through, it was a pretty big box. I try to stock up so I don't have to like
worry
about it. They're expensive.
Yeah.
They are. So when you buy in bulk, they're cheaper. So, he went through a good portion, and I definitely got a phone call from
the teacher,
Sure.
Oh, yeah, sure. Because then the kids get attached to it, and they want to take it home and show their parents, and they're like, you can't take that home, and it's like, I can too.
I'm going to strap it onto my backpack, it's lucky.
Right, I'm going to ward off evil spirits on my whole walk home today. So is he still in the class, or... Is it?
He did not get kicked out of school, if that's what you're asking.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
Because it's innocent. He didn't know better.
He's curious. I like that. But just...
It's innocent. And, you know, I honestly, I'm like, you know what? I hope that this sparks a conversation about this matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little earlier because, I mean, when I was in school, like, I had friends who were very young when they started to need them, you know?
Right.
And they didn't know anything about anything. So, actually... This may have been like a teaching opportunity for, I mean, a lot of the parents who didn't.
What a lucky situation.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's definitely a teaching situation for you.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I've learned a lot. I had no idea tampons were lucky.
I'm going to start saving them.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.